Well, we're glad to be here today and to start this class on the doctrine of the sanctuary.
Drago mi je da sam danas s vama da počnemo ovaj predmet, doktrina svetinje.
This is one of my very favorite topics in the Bible.
And ovo je jedna od mojih najomiljenijih tema u Bibliji.
And I hope that we will find much joy together during these next 25 hours.
I nadam se da ćemo imati istinsku radost kroz ovih 25 sati koliko ćemo imati.
I know you are required to be here.
Znam da ste obavezni da budete ovde.
But I hope that we will be filled with such eagerness and enthusiasm for this subject that you will want to be here as well as have to be here.
Dakle, ali ja se nadam da će ovaj predmet doneti takav entuzijazam i radost da ćete vi želeti da budete ovde, a ne morati.
I'm glad to be here. I have been trying for 3 years to get to Belgrade.
Drago mi je da sam ovde, 3 godine sam ja čekao na ovo.
My brother Alexander invited me some 3 years ago and we've been trying to find a time that worked into our schedule.
Dakle, ja sam ga pozvao 3 godine ranije i trudili smo se da nađemo neki plan pogodan.
And my wife will be here next week to teach the second half of this course.
A sledeće sedmice će i moja supruga biti ovde da vas podučava drugi deo ovog predmeta.
I'm very glad to see many women that are
Drago
in the
da
seminary.
Drago mi da vidim mnoge devojke među vama. Žene.
My wife is the very first theologian to teach theology at the theological seminary at Andrews University.
Moja žena je prva žena koja predaje teologiju na Andrews.
And so we are eagerly looking forward to having many women involved in ministry here in this part of the world.
Tako da nam je drago da u ovom delu sveta vidimo tolike devojke, žene uključene u službu.
I've read much about your country and its history.
Čitao sam dosta o istoriji vaše zemlje,
especially the last few years as you went through many struggles.
Posebno poslednjih godina dok ste prolazili kroz probleme.
And it's good to see that despite our lack of support from America sometimes that you still are welcoming Americans to come here.
Dakle, uprkos tome što ponekad mi Amerikanci nismo dobrodošli ovde, ipak nas tretirate dobro.
I apologize on behalf of my country for the things we have not done right here. So,
izvinjavam se u ime svoje zemlje za sve stvari koje nismo dobro uradili.
But I'm thankful that our message transcends politics and we don't have to deal with politics here.
Naša poruka jednostavno prevazilazi politiku, mi se time ne bojimo.
Just a little more about myself so that you will know
samo nekoliko reči o meni, dakle da znate ko sam.
I have 2 children.
Imam 2 dece.
A daughter who has just gotten married.
Ćerku koja se upravo udala.
And just finished college and her master's degree at the seminary.
I upravo je završila fakultet i magistrat na teološkom fakultetu.
And she finished her master's in Old Testament with a systematic theology minor, just like my wife and I have.
Dakle, završila je Stari Zavet, a ovaj manji deo je sistematska teologija, kombinacija onog što oni predaju otac i majka.
But she wants to be a biologist. She's taking now her master's in biology.
Ali ona hoće bude i biolog, tako da uzima magistrat iz biologije sada.
Some of you may have heard of the struggles with even within our church over the issues of creation and science and faith.
Znate već borbe unutar crkve oko problema stvaranja, dakle odnos nauke i vere.
And when the skeptical scientists among us are questioning the doctrine of creation sometimes.
I kada skeptici, dakle naučnici postavljaju pitanje o doktrini
o stvaranju.
Wants
to be able to open the Hebrew Bible and say, here's what it says in the Hebrew Bible.
Moja ćerka hoće da bude toliko sposobna da kad otvori jevrejsku Bibliju kaže, evo, to jevrejska Biblija kaže.
My son is in college right now, just graduating from college this year.
Moj sin je na fakultetu, samo što ne završi fakultet, dakle 4. godine.
And his life is music.
A njegov život je muzika.
He has his own musical group.
Ima svoju grupu
that travels around the United States.
Koja putuje po Americi.
He keeps me young at heart by playing basketball.
On me održava mladim, igramo košarku.
And mountain biking.
I idemo biciklom na planinu.
And my daughter and I love to go cross country skiing in our woods behind our house.
A ćerka i ja volimo da idemo na cross country skiing.
Cross country skiing, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Dakle, to je ovo trčanje na skijama, da.
And I love mountains.
I volim planine.
And you will hear more about mountains as we talk
Čućete još o planinama,
about the sanctuary that originally was, and according to scripture, was built in the heavenly sanctuary on the mountain of the Lord.
Dakle, originalna svetinja bila sagrađena na gori Gospodnje, planini.
So God loves mountains too.
Tako da Bog također voli planine.
All right, enough about me. Let's get into the word.
Dosta o meni, idemo u reč.
I understand we have until 1 o'clock today, is that right?
Yes. Dakle, danas radimo do jedan.
And so we will get introduced to the topic today.
Danas ćemo napraviti jedan uvod u temu.
And then starting on Sunday again, we will have our next session. So
u nedjelju imamo sljedeći sat isto u 9.
I'd like to give you an overview to the first couple of hours as to where we're headed throughout the week together.
Dakle, evo jednog pregleda gdje ćemo ove sedmice ići, dakle šta ćemo raditi.
Let's start, however, with a question.
Hajde da počnemo s nekim pitanjem.
And I hope you don't mind, I do not like the style of just lecturing. I like to have feedback.
Ja ne volim samo da predam, ja volim i povratnu informaciju.
And the language is not going to be a problem because you can translate this way as well as that way, right?
Jezik neće biti problem jer u oba smjera možemo prevoditi.
So let's first do some this way.
Hajde malo odavde da ćemo.
I'd like to ask you a question.
Iz ovog smjera, pitanja.
If you just had one request to make of God.
Kad biste imali samo jednu stvar da zamolite Boga.
Just one thing that you desired to receive from him.
Samo jednu stvar da od njega dobijete.
What would it be?
Šta bi to bilo?
Don't stop and think for 2 hours to give me a philosophical answer.
Nemojte 2 sata razmišljati o filozofskom odgovoru.
Just what's the first thing?
Šta je prva stvar koja vam pada na pamet?
There's no, this is not a trick question. There are no wrong answers to this.
Nema ovdje pogrešnih odgovora. Ovo nije trik.
You have that word trick, huh?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, what would you say? Just one request.
Šta biste rekli? Jedan zahtev, jedna molba. Dakle, Ruben je rekao sila da se ne greši.
What else?
Šta još?
Very good.
Love.
Love, all right. What's the word, luba?
Ljubav.
Ljubav, okay. I have to learn that.
Yes, yes, yes. Handouts. Okay, ove.
All right, so power to overcome sin, love, what else?
Šta još? His will for us.
His will for us, to do his will, okay, good. Or to learn his will for us.
Eternal life.
Eternal life, wonderful. These are all spectacular answers. Anyone
super su odgovori, ima li još neko? What God particularly asked from me to do in this life.
Okay, to understand what he wants me to do in this life. All right, wonderful. I think we could go to everyone and you would have a slightly different answer and they would all be good answers.
Dakle, sve su to dobri odgovori, ali kod svakog možemo malo nešto izmeniti.
But I'd like to point you to a inspired answer to this question.
A želeo bih da vas sad uputim na jedan nadahnuti odgovor na ovo pitanje. Jer postoji jedan biblijski autor koji odgovara na ovo pitanje.
And it's a surprising answer.
I zanimljiv je odgovor.
It's not one that any of you gave.
Nije ni jedan od onih koji ste vi dali.
In fact, whenever I've asked this question, I've never heard a Seventh-day Adventist give this answer.
Kad god postavim pitanje, nisam još čuo da je Adventista dao taj odgovor.
It's found over in the book of Psalms.
Psalmima.
The 27th psalm.
27. psalm.
Now we will find that actually many of you gave an answer that relates to this answer, but it's not exactly this answer.
Svi odgovori koji ste dali su u vezi sa ovim, ali nisu tačno ovo što piše.
The 27th psalm was written when David was a fugitive. Fleeing from King Saul.
27. psalm je napisan u kontekstu Davidovog bežanja od Saula.
And he's still filled with confidence despite the fact that Saul is chasing him.
On je još uvek veran iako ga Saul goni.
And so he says here in the first three verses, and why don't you just read the first three verses of Psalm 27.
I prva tri stiha ćemo pročitati u našem prevodu. Gospod je videlo moje spasenje moje, koga da se bojim. Gospod je krepost života mojega, koga da se strašim. Ako navale na me zlikovci da pojedu telo moje, protivnici i neprijatelji moji, spotaći će se i pašće. Ako protiv mene vojska u oko stane, neće se uplašiti srce moje. Ako se na me rat digne, ja se ni onda neću bojati.
So after these words of confidence, then he makes this wonderful statement in verse 4.
Posle ovih reči pouzdanja ide četvrti stih te predivne reči.
One thing I have desired of the Lord, and that will I seek.
Za jedno samo molim Gospoda, samo to ištem.
Now what's David's one thing?
A šta je Davidova ta jedna?
His single-minded quest in life.
Jedan jedini zahtev u životu.
He says, what?
Šta kaže?
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Živim u domu Gospodnjem sve dane života svoje.
Now in David's day, what was the house of the Lord?
U Davidovo vreme šta je bio taj dom Gospodnji? Sanctuary.
The sanctuary. And so he wanted to be at the sanctuary.
On je voleo da bude u svetinji, vidite.
This was his focus in life.
To je bio njegov fokus životni.
He wanted to be there all the days of his life, all the time.
Sve dane životne, svo vreme.
Well, some may say, well, David only was focusing upon the sanctuary here because he was out in the wilderness. He was fleeing from King Saul.
Neki kažu, David ovde ima na umu svetinju zato što je u progonstvu, beži od cara Saula.
We have this saying in English, I don't know if you have it here also, that says, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Dakle, izreka na engleskom kaže da odsustvo čini srce čežnjivim. Možda bi mogli tako prevesti.
If you've been away from something for a long time, then you want to be there.
Ako ste dugo odsutni od nečeg ili nekog, onda želite da budete tamo.
And David was out there in the wilderness being chased by Saul, and so he didn't have the chance to be at the sanctuary.
A on je u progonstvu u pustinji i sad nije imao priliku da bude u svetinji.
And so some may say, well, he just was lonely for the sanctuary.
I neki kažu, on je jednostavno bolovao za svetinjom, on je bio usamljen.
This was just one phase of his life while he was out there in the wilderness.
To je samo jedna faza njegovog života dok je bio u pustinji.
Well, is that the right answer?
Da li je to pravi odgovor?
Let's fast forward in David's life.
Hajde da malo pregledamo njegov život brzo.
Press the fast forward key upon the picture of David as it moves through scripture.
Pritisnemo dugme za ubrzanje za njegov život.
And we see that King Saul dies on the mountains of Gilboa.
Vidimo kako car Saul umire na, kako je kod nas prevod, Gavaja, na Gavajskim planinama.
And David becomes crowned king, first at Hebron.
I David postaje car u Hebronu.
For 7 years.
7 godina.
And then he's crowned king in Jerusalem after he conquers the city of Jerusalem.
U Jerusalimu kad ga je pokorio još.
Then he has to fight the Philistines and some of the other enemies that are around about.
Onda se bori sa Filistejima i drugim neprijateljima.
Finally he's got peace in his kingdom.
Konačno mir u carstvu.
And so what does he do?
I šta onda čini?
He goes to the prophet Nathan.
Ide kod proroka Natana.
And what does he tell Nathan he wants to do?
I šta kaže Natan, šta hoće da učini?
2 Samuel chapter 7.
Druga Samuilova 7.
I want to build God a house.
Ja želim da sagradim Bogu kuću, dom.
He's been living in a tent for some 400 years and he does not have a permanent home.
Bog živi u šatoru, privremenom i nema stalni dom.
His mind is still on the sanctuary.
Njegov um je fokusiran još na svetinju.
And Nathan says, "Go ahead, David."
A Nathan kaže, "Idi, čini tako."
But that night Nathan is told by God, "No, David cannot build the house."
Te noći Bog je kazao Natanu, "Ne, David ne može sagraditi taj dom."
And so Nathan has to tell David, "David, your hands are filled with blood. You're a warrior."
I Natan mora da kaže Davidu, tvoje ruke su pune krvi, ti si ratnik.
And God wants his house to be called a house of peace.
A Bog želi da njegov dom bude nazvan domom mira.
And so your son Shlomo or Solomon, which means peace, he will build the house.
A tvoj sin Shlomo ili Solomon će sagraditi taj dom. To znači mir, Shlomo.
Now, have you ever noticed how God has a sense of humor?
Da li ste primetili da Bog ima i smisao za humor?
He especially likes to use a play on words.
On naročito voli da se igra rečima.
I have one of my colleagues that I hope you will have teach sometime over here by the name of Roy Gain.
Ja imam kolegu poznatog za koga se nadam da će i ovde nekad predavati, Roy Gain.
He's written a book on the sanctuary, which is actually put on the web now, so you can pull it down and get the whole book for free.
Dakle, jedna njegova knjiga koju je napisao svetinje je trenutno na internetu i možete čitati slobodno.
And I'll give you the address for that.
A daću vam ja adresu tokom predavanja.
But he can hardly speak 10 words without speaking a pun, some kind of play on words.
On teško da 10 reči izgovori, a da se ne igra rečima.
And God here is playing on words.
I Bog se igra rečima.
With humor to David.
Na jedan humorističan način s Davidom.
God says, David, you can't build me a house.
Kaže, Davide, ti mi ne možeš sagraditi dom.
But guess what, David?
Ali pogodi šta?
I'm gonna build you a house.
Ja ću tebi sagraditi dom.
What?
Šta je ovo?
Well, the word house in Hebrew, bait, means two different things.
Jer jevrejska reč za kuću, bait, znači dve različite stvari.
It means a building.
Znači zgradu.
And a dynasty.
Ali i dinastiju.
And so God says, you want to build me a building, I'm going to build you a dynasty.
Ti hoćeš da mi sagradiš zgradu, ali ja ću ti sagraditi dinastiju.
And from your royal lineage will come the Messiah himself.
Iz tvoje kraljevske loze carske će doći Mesija.
And David is overwhelmed with awe that God would entrust the Messiah to his line.
A David je jednostavno preneražen ovim otkrivenjem da će od njega doći Mesija.
Well, David can't build God a house, so he goes on.